Hello, my name is Helen Mia Harris and I work as a relationship and marriage therapist here in the UK. I'd like to introduce to you my 15-step love addiction recovery program. And what I'm actually going to be doing within these 15 steps, and I'll break them down for you first, is that there will be 10 videos and I'll go through each step of what is love addiction, what causes love addiction, what are the signs of love addiction, what are the symptoms of love addiction. Then what I'm actually going to be doing is that there'll then be 5 imaginary journeys and visualizations. In these imaginary journeys and visualizations, I'll be beginning to deal with some of the symptoms to help you go through and manage some of the painful effects of love addiction. Some of these symptoms can be love withdrawal, panic, anxiety, rejection, abandonment, primal abandonment, and primal fear. When I speak about primal abandonment and primal fear, it actually feels like if you suffer from love addiction, whether in a relationship with somebody for 1 or 2 or 3 weeks or 13 years or onwards, love addiction can happen to people, whether you're in a relationship or whether unbeknown to that person. For the sake of this program, I call the person of addiction, you actually, who knows nothing about that feeling that you have, that it feels like, or it begins to feel like, an infatuation, a crush, and it's like a longing and yearning in the pit of your belly. Yet this other person, because you may have just met them online, you may have never met them before, but you may have seen them in the workplace or out there in the world, and yet they have no idea that suddenly you feel addicted to this person. And then what you would begin to feel is this longing, as I say, this yearning, rather like a hungry love, a ravenous love. And yet that person may not know anything about it. So what you begin to experience is that at all costs, because you feel perhaps so much shame and vulnerability and embarrassment, that you carry out your whole days, your life, hiding the fact that you feel this for this person that has no clue of even who you are. The other part of love addiction can happen, as I say, if you've been in a relationship with someone. And yet many couples, even if you've been in a relationship for a long time, they may be experiencing power struggles. They may be experiencing the very thing that they didn't know, that one partner suffers from love addiction. Just naming that can make a difference, because when people suffer from love addiction, it's even difficult to even imagine that person leaving us, walking out on us, shutting down. That's a huge one, cutting off from us, so that even though that person is with us, whether we've known them for a few days or a week or several years, we have this inability to cope with the fact that love may not be reciprocated, that it may be unrequited, or it may just be that your love is so stuck in what I call anxious attachment, that the other person moves away from you. The more they move away, the further in you want to go. And this causes your partner to feel pressured, demanded upon, trapped and suffocated by just how much you need their love. often when love addiction is addressed and worked through, which I'm going to be doing in this 15-step recovery program, when it's worked through, it's absolutely, I can't tell you how surprising it is, almost, you know, like magic, that that other person begins to get closer to you the more you understand your part in triggering dispute or conflict or neglect in the relationship. I suppose what I'm saying here is that it might mean that your partner, the more you, that we all understand these things and gain a sense of knowledge about these things, it really is a miracle when suddenly the more independent you become, the more separate you become, the more you move away and move towards self-sufficiency and self-reliance, it is a miracle when suddenly your partner begins to come back to you or responds to you in a warmer way because they don't feel so cornered or demanded upon, or that sense of expectation. Because one of the main things of love addiction and abandonment is that when we're in it, what actually happens is the other person, the partner, begins to feel deeply responsible for us. And then the more they feel responsible, that's not what you want. You don't want somebody feeling duty rather than love. Now, finally, one of the last things that I wanted to mention here is that in the imaginary journeys and the visualizations, they will really help you to gain a sense of your own internal center. They're very healing as far as helping you through the love withdrawal, helping you to live more in the moment, helping you to reclaim your own autonomy and your own independence, leading you to a sense of your own individuality and a sense of self-empowerment. And that will make such a difference, because what I'm aiming at here in this recovery program is to help you to feel emotionally free, not have your hands, your whole sense of self dependent on the other to survive, but to get you to feel that you can enhance your sense of self, recognize your goals and your dreams and your own independence. And it is always so surprising how much someone that has a good sense of the direction in the way their life is going, how attractive that is to, you know, to other people around you, and definitely to somebody that you may share a deep attraction for. So I hope you enjoy this 15-step love addiction recovery program. I know you will gain something from it, because I'm deeply passionate about it. And I do hope you enjoy watching me through step by step of this recovery program, either by videos or listening to me on imaginary journeys and visualizations. So thank you, and I look forward to speaking to you further about this. Thank you.